Give me, first of all, your impressions of this digital picture that we've been talking about all day today. And then, of course, let's talk about the research of Ron Wyatt as well in that site. But your reaction to today's situation.
Well, today was the first that I heard about it. I received an email earlier today with a picture there. And basically, I think it's up on top of Mount Ararat near the Uhura Gorge. I know a lot of people have looked in the Uhura Gorge area and other parts of Mount Ararat. It's my understanding that what we're looking at there in that anomaly is about 1,000 feet long. And, you know, the Bible says that Noah's Ark is 300 cubits in length. And we do know which cubit was used. There's an inscription that was found in Jerusalem that told the length of Hezekiah's tunnel under Jerusalem. It's known as the Siloam inscription. And so you can measure that underground tunnel, compare it to the inscription, and figure out that the Hebrew cubit was about 17 and a half inches in length. I've measured the Great Pyramid over in Egypt. It measures out in the royal Egyptian cubit. I've also measured King Solomon's gates at Hazor, Gezer, and Megiddo in Israel. They measure out exactly in this royal Egyptian cubit. And then we've measured some 6th and 7th century B.C. tombs above the Damascus Gate in Jerusalem. They measure out exactly in a royal Egyptian cubit. So we know that the Old Testament cubit was the 20.6-inch cubit, which would not fit in a 1,000-foot anomaly.
Now tell me, in the book of Genesis, where does it say Noah's Ark landed?
It says it landed in the mountains of Ararat, mountains plural. And if you go back to the Hebrew text, it actually says the mountains of Urartu, which is that whole mountainous region over in eastern Turkey. So to be biblically accurate, it just has to be somewhere in that mountain range there.
Ron Wyatt always believed that he discovered the Noah's Ark site. We've heard from a number of people who say that this is merely a stone structure. Ron Wyatt always believed, no, it is not. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would, Richard.
Well, what we find about 10 or 12 miles south of Mount Ararat, in the mountains of Urartu, or the mountains of Ararat, is a boat-shaped anomaly, and we also have the Quick Bird satellite images from that site. And, of course, this is a site you can actually go to and look at and measure and see for yourself, but it works out exactly 300 royal Egyptian cubits. I've measured it myself, and it's just exactly the proportions as described in the Bible. It's shaped like a boat, and the material there is fossilized. We know that because it has organic carbon in it. And that means that the material was once living matter. And so what we have there is a boat-shaped object. The exact dimensions are specified in the Bible with, you know, fossilized material all over it. There are metal artifacts there that have what we would call modern-day alloys. But if you go back to Genesis chapter 4, it talks about a man named Tubal-Cain. It says he was an instructor of every artificer of brass and iron. So Tubal-Cain was working with alloys several generations before Noah. So we really shouldn't be surprised to find that Noah knew all about metals.
Is this site here that some believe to be the Noah's Ark site, the one you're talking about, also, could that have been raided over the years by people in that area?
I guess it's possible. It's 515 feet long, so it's a tremendous big structure there. And I guess that could have happened, but it seems that what happened as it decayed, the sides fell out and the top caved in on it. We believe it was buried for, you know, thousands of years in a mud flow there. As best we know, it became visible, you know, maybe, you know, 60 years ago or something like that. But before that, it was buried. You know, it looks like a boat, you know.
Has anybody been back to that specific site in a while?
Ron and I were over there in 1990, and we were taken hostage over there and ended up climbing mountains at the end of a gun for about a month.
Oh, God.
And since then, I haven't been able to get permits. I was back over there last year meeting with the Turkish government, and it looked like we were going to get a permit to do what we needed to do, and then some of the officials in the government changed, and then we were right back to square one. But basically, there is some more work that needs to be done to confirm the site. We believe we know where some subsurface structure is that would show symmetry. In other words, piece after piece after piece that would measure out in the same dimensions. And we have three-dimensional subsurface radar now, as well as three-dimensional resistivity equipment. So what we've been trying to do is just get permission to pull our equipment across the surface and make three-dimensional images of what's underground. And believe it or not, we just absolutely have not been able to get permission to do that.
It would be nice, too, to get some new satellite imagery of this location. Is that possible?
Well, actually, we have the QuickBird satellite imagery. We have the, highest resolution imagery, just the same as the other people at the other site. We have the exact same imagery.
How does it look from space?
It's exactly the shape of a boat. It's pointed on the front and rounded on the back.
Okay. Now, in terms of whether yours is the accurate spot or this new site we've been talking about is the accurate spot, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, Richard, I would just hope one of them would be the accurate spot, because I would love for the Ark to be found, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, sir. I'm a Bible believer, and it says without faith it's impossible to please our Creator. And so we don't have to actually see Noah's Ark to believe that there really was one.
I understand that, but it sure would make a lot of doubting Thomases believe it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit, too, if we can, about the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, you've been doing a lot of research as the president of the Wyatt Archaeological Research Institute. What's the latest with that? Because I know Ron, during his days, was actively looking for the Ark of the Covenant.
Well, we've been working in Jerusalem for the past 3 years trying to document, some of Ron's claims. Ron claimed to have located the Ark of the Covenant buried underground near the Calvary Escarpment in Jerusalem. And this last summer we had 60 people working there, and we reopened his excavations. And we're down about 30 feet, and what we found down there are Roman buildings, and artifacts are coming out that are what the archaeologists know as Iron Age artifacts, which means they would come from King Solomon's time, or King David's time.
Sure.
And we also located a cistern down there, and this summer we're supposed to excavate it all the way down from the top in a traditional excavation. Up until this point, we've been squeezing around through, a cave system down there, and it's just hard to, see exactly what we've got without opening it up.
Now, did Ron think that he found the Ark of the Covenant there, or that he thought it might have been there?
Ron claimed to have located the Ark of the Covenant. Now, once again, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses is every word established. Ron Wyatt was not able to prove that he found the Ark of the Covenant. What I can tell you for sure is that he believed he did.
Did he see it?
That's what he said, yes, sir.
How did he describe it, Richard?
Well, he says that it had cherubs on both sides, and that they were actually standing on the ground, that the Ark of the Covenant is actually made of two pieces, the Ark, or the container for the covenant, or the Ten Commandments. And in the mercy seat, which was actually the throne of God, that would sit down on top of that container. And we have some pictures of that on our website.